Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Renewed Israeli shelling and strikes have killed at least 37 people, most of them sheltering in tents outside the southern Gaza city of Rafah. That's according to witnesses, first responders, and hospital officials. The overnight and on Tuesday hits pummeled the same area where strikes had days earlier triggered a deadly fire that swept through a camp for displaced Palestinians. There were more European developments on Tuesday in response to the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Norway and Spain have formally recognized a Palestinian state, part of an effort coordinated with Ireland, in what Norway's foreign minister says is an expression of support for moderate forces in both countries. Norway accused Israel of showing no signs of constructive engagement as it strikes the Gaza Strip in response to October's Hamas-led attack. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz accused Spain of being complicit in inciting genocide against Jews and war crimes and told Spain their consulate in Jerusalem would not be allowed to help Palestinians. Both Spain and Norway are urging the international community to continue the work towards a two-state solution. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says it's closely monitoring the probe into a deadly Israeli airstrike on displaced civilians. It calls beyond tragic, but it said on Tuesday the recent deaths in Rafah didn't constitute a major operation there that crosses red lines.
There's nothing that you have seen thus far that would prompt a U.S. withdrawal of more military assistance.
I believe that's what I've been saying here.
Israel said that something unfortunately went tragically wrong in Sunday's airstrike while its military denied shelling a tent camp on Tuesday. Israel said it had targeted two senior Hamas operatives in Sunday's operation and had not intended to cause civilian casualties. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Growing political instability in South Africa ahead of Wednesday's general election prompted extra police deployments to a province. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
South Africa said on Tuesday that 17,000 police officers will be deployed across the eastern province of KwaZulu-Natal ahead of the country's general elections. KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi said police were on high alert because of intolerance that had been observed between political parties.
So it's not much about people are going to be coming in and shooting others or kidnapping people or whatever. It is all about the political instability that exists in that particular area. So.
South Africans will vote in national and provincial elections on Wednesday. Polls suggest the governing African National Congress could lose its parliamentary majority for the first time since the end of apartheid in 1994.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Attorneys in Donald Trump's hush money trial have finished their closing arguments after a marathon day in court on Tuesday. A prosecutor told jurors Trump engaged in a conspiracy to hoodwink voters in 2016. Meanwhile, a defense lawyer branded the star witness as the greatest liar of all time and pressed the jury for an across-the-board acquittal. Deliberations could begin Wednesday. The man convicted of attacking Paul Pelosi, the husband of then U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was resentenced to jail on Tuesday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler explains.
The man has apologized in federal court, but still received 30 years in prison at an unusual resentencing hearing that resulted from judicial error. David DePape was sentenced on May 17th for 20 years for attempting to kidnap Nancy Pelosi and 30 years for the October 2022 assault on Paul Pelosi. But the judge failed to allow the defendant to address the court at that sentencing, so that's why there was another hearing in which DePape said, "I'm sorry for what I did." I'm Shelley Adler.
Peruvian President Dina Boluarte was questioned by prosecutors on Tuesday over the shuttering of a police unit that had searched her house in a corruption case. The interview, which lasted for about 3 hours, was the latest in a growing list of investigations into Boluarte, who already stands accused of accepting bribes in the form of Rolex watches. In the latest matter, she's being investigated for alleged abuse of authority, for allegedly targeting the police unit that searched her house for evidence in the Rolex case. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.